Jack Kevorkian went on trial on assisted suicide charges for the first time 20 years ago this spring in Wayne County Circuit Court. In one sense, it was the best of all the Kevorkian trials. The prosecutor, Tim Kenny, who today is a judge himself, fought hard but clean. The case was heard by a no-nonsense judge, Thomas Jackson, who was respected by both sides. Kevorkian and his attorney, the flamboyant Jeffrey Feiger, pushed the envelope a bit, but not enough to turn the trial into a circus. Kevorkian was clearly guilty. He admitted breaking the law. But the jury refused to convict him. Why? Some jurors later told me the dead man was suffering hopelessly, wanted to die, and they thought his fate should be his choice. Wayne County Prosecutor John O'Hare realized that further Kevorkian prosecutions would be a waste of time. But his counterpart in Oakland County, Prosecutor Richard Thompson, wouldn't admit it. So he charged Jack Kevorkian again, four times. The county spent thousands bringing in expert witnesses at taxpayers' expense. Feiger brought in others. Everyone grandstanded, juries listened, deliberated, and acquitted Kevorkian every time. Then, when the next primary election rolled around, Prosecutor Thompson was challenged by an unknown young man named Dave Gorsica. Gorsica had one simple slogan. If elected, he would stop wasting taxpayer money on the fruitless prosecutions. When the votes were counted, he won easily. I've been thinking about those Kevorkian trials ever since the current same-sex marriage and adoption trial got underway in federal district court in Detroit. In a time of scarcity, when other prosecutors lack basic resources, Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette has been mounting a highly expensive, full-court press in an effort to try and prevent the court from finding two things: that same-sex couples should be allowed to adopt children, and marry if they please. Evidence indicates Schuette is on the wrong side of history on marriage, and this is a poor case on which to fight same-sex adoption. Everybody concedes that nurses April DeBoer and Jane Rouse have taken fine care of their three special needs children. But the marriage issue is not going to be settled by this case or in this state. Similar cases like this are being argued all over the country, and the U.S. Supreme Court is certain to make the final decision. At most, this case will be bundled with several others, which means Schuette does not have to tie up major prosecutorial resources, both human and financial. He'd be perfectly justified in arguing that Michigan voters passed a constitutional amendment outlawing same-sex marriage and that this is a matter that should be left up to the states. But instead, he's behaved as if he represented the state's social conservatives alone. I'd suggest our Attorney General, who is clearly politically ambitious, might want to have a chat with old Dick Thompson, who today works at an obscure Christian law center. That would be a conversation I would dearly love to overhear.